She got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong.
Yeah, this is where I belong. That's Keb Moe. It's our final segment for today on the Matt Flynn Direct program. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. He'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, during most of the show today, we've been discussing the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade after more than 49 years. And taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And we've been... Just before the break, I started talking about this article from AP discussing what's going on in Wisconsin since the decision came down on Friday. Before I get back to that article, let's see what Wisco Paul has to say. Good morning, Paul. How are you today, and what do you have on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Stu. Thanks for taking my call. Your one conservative caller from Sussex there last week came on your show and said he'd still vote for Trump. Why don't you tell me you're a Republican, and you say you would still vote for Trump, then to me, you lose all credibility. If, you know, the man tried to overthrow the government, but apparently Republicans don't believe that. That's one of the problems we have. I don't care if you're a Republican, but for goodness sakes, if you're still for Trump at this point, I've said this before, you have problems. You know, Stu, I'll just run this by you. Citizens United, if I've got that right. It's put so much money in politics, more so on the Republican side than the Democratic side. But until that's fixed, we have serious problems also. Thanks, Stu.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good points. And in this article that I'm talking about in the Associated Press, it mentions that, well, just before the break, I said that Tony Evers, who's up for re-election in November, told the Associated Press he would do everything he could to protect abortion rights. He said that includes not appointing district attorneys who would enforce the ban and waiving prison sentences for anyone convicted under it. Evers also said he was hopeful Josh Call would sue to at least put the ban on hold, but he had not discussed it with him. Dane County District Attorney Ismael Ozani, whose jurisdiction includes the state capital, Madison, said for the first time that he would not enforce the state's ban. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has previously suggested that he would not enforce it either. Quote, if the voters want a district attorney who prosecutes women for seeking an abortion or licensed providers who are acting in the best interest of their patients, they'll need to elect someone else, Ozani said. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Council, which is comprised of attorneys who advise the legislature, indicated in a memo that the enforceability of the state ban will likely have to be decided by a judge. Barbara Zabawa, an attorney who specializes in healthcare law and serves as an assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's College of Health Sciences, said she believes Wisconsin's abortion ban went back into effect when the Supreme Court issued its ruling, but that enforceability will be the issue. It's understandable that local prosecutors wouldn't enforce a law that was written more than 100 years ago, declared unconstitutional in 1973, and then reinstated, said Sarah Benish, chairwoman of UW-Milwaukee's political science department. Quote, all of this is going to have tons of litigation, she said. It's going to be a disaster for women with unwanted pregnancies as we figure this out. Under the Wisconsin law, doctors could be charged with felonies for performing abortions and face up to 6 years in prison and $10,000 in fines. A person who answered the phone at Affiliated Medical Services, which also provides abortions in Milwaukee, said it was busy contacting patients about the Supreme Court's ruling and declined to comment further. Its website suggested that when Roe v. Wade is struck down, the group would stop providing abortions and instead, quote, provide resources for out-of-state abortion clinics, travel support, and general questions. UW Health said in a statement that, quote, while reverting to a 173-year-old state law on abortion will create some legal uncertainties, we recognize that this court decision has effectively banned abortions in Wisconsin except to save the life of the mother, and UW Health will continue to comply with the laws related to reproductive health care. Hundreds of people gathered Friday afternoon at the Capitol for an abortion rights rally, one of many scheduled across the state. A Republican candidate for governor, Tim Michels, earlier this week called on Evers to put the Wisconsin National Guard on alert in the event of violent protests. The office of an anti-abortion group in Madison was vandalized last month, and no one has been arrested. Another Republican candidate, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, released a TV ad heralding the ruling and saying the fight over abortion now moves to the state house. On Wednesday, the Republican-controlled legislature refused to overturn the state's ban, as Evers had called on them to do. Evers is making abortion rights a pillar of his reelection campaign, as are Democrats looking to take on Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. So that's the summary of what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, according to Associated Press. And of course, it's hard to believe where we're at, but we've said that several times over the last couple of years. What do you think is going to happen next? Will the lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, try to put together a national ban on abortion so that abortion was illegal any place in the United States? What's to stop them? And why wouldn't they? Seems like the next logical step for the Republican lawmakers in Congress. And then what happens? Clarence Thomas mentioned other decisions that may need to be looked at again. Marriage equality? Contraception? What's going to happen next? Hard to say. I'll tell you what's going to happen next. The Earl Ingram Show, at least on the WAUK airwaves. If you're listening to WTTN, then stay tuned for Stephanie. It's almost 8 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. Stu Daniels here for Matt Flynn Direct. It's been a good time. Matt will be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day, despite everything else going on. Thanks for tuning in to Matt Flynn Direct.